good guide guards and govern me. For I am what God knows himself to be. I can never leave God's tender care, for God is here and everywhere.
Welcome to the Wednesday Gathering, a live Christian Science teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We are delighted that you have joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those with a computer, our web address is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive. Now, let's begin this Wednesday Gathering with singing hymn number 160. This is a poem by the discoverer and founder of Christian Science, Mary Baker Eddy.
It matters not what deed I lie, sorrow does guide, for storm or shine, your peace is thine, whatever betide. And of these stones of tyrants, God able is to raise up seed in thought and deed to faithful hear.
Again, welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. And again, the topic of today's healing message is, remember the five G's? God, good, guides, guards, and governs. The last two hymns are 281 and 9. I shall be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Bible, Exodus. And God spake unto Moses, and said unto him, I am the Lord. And I appeared unto Abraham, and unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, by the name of God Almighty. But by my name Jehovah was I not known to them. And I have also established my covenant with them, to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments. And I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God. And ye shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will bring you in unto the land concerning the which I did swear to give it to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And I will give it you for an heritage. I am the Lord. Now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day, it came to pass that the hosts of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night to be much observed unto the Lord for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Lord to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generations. And it came to pass the selfsame day that the Lord did bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their armies. And it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was turned against the people. And they said, "Why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us?" And he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt and captains over every one of them. And he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with an high hand. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And Moses said unto the people, "Fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace." From Science and Health. As the children of Israel were guided triumphantly through the Red Sea, the dark ebbing and flowing tides of human fear, as they were led through the wilderness, walking wearily through the great desert of human hopes, and anticipating the promised joy, so shall the spiritual idea guide all right desires in their passage from sense to soul, from a material sense of existence to the spiritual, up to the glory prepared for them who love God. Stately science pauses not, but moves before them, a pillar of cloud by day and of fire by night, leading to divine heights. The lame, the deaf, the dumb, the blind, the sick, the sensual, the sinner, I wish to save from the slavery of their own beliefs and from the educational systems of the pharaohs, who today, as of yore, hold the children of Israel in bondage. I saw before me the awful conflict, the Red Sea and the wilderness, but I pressed on through faith in God, trusting truth, the strong deliverer, to guide me into the land of Christian science, where fetters fall and the rights of man are fully known and acknowledged. The maximum of good is the infinite God and his idea, the all in all. There is no power apart from God. Omnipotence has all power. And to acknowledge any other power is to dishonor God. The fundamental propositions of divine metaphysics are summarized in the four following, to me, self-evident propositions. 1. God is all in all. 2. God is good. Good is mind. 3. God, spirit, being all, nothing is matter. 4. Life, God, omnipotent good, deny death, evil, sin, disease. Creator, spirit, mind, intelligence, the animating divine principle of all that is real and good. Self-existence, life, truth, and love, that which is perfect and eternal, the opposite of matter and evil, which have no principle. God, who made all that was made and could not create an atom or an element, the opposite of himself. Mortals suppose that they can live without goodness when God is good and the only real life. What is the result? Understanding little about the divine principle which saves and heals, mortals get rid of sin, sickness, and death only in belief. These errors are not thus really destroyed and must therefore cling to mortals until here or hereafter they gain the true understanding of God in the science which destroys human delusions about him and reveals the grand realities of his allness. God pronounced good all that he created, and the scriptures declare that he created all. Everything good or worthy, God made. Whatever is valueless or baneful, he did not make. Hence its unreality. In the science of Genesis, we read that he saw everything which he had made, and behold, it was very good. Good. If spiritual sense always guided men, there would grow out of ecstatic moments a higher experience and a better life with more devout self-abnegation and purity. Truth, not error. Love, not hate. Spirit, not matter, governs man. Guided by divine truth and not guesswork, the theologus, that is the student, the Christian and scientific expounder of the divine law, treats disease with more certain results than any other healer on the globe. The Bible has been my only authority. I have had no other guide in the straight and narrow way of truth. Truth guards the gateway to harmony. Truth should and does drive error out of all selfhood. Truth is a two-edged sword, guarding and guiding. In the science of mind, you will soon ascertain that error cannot destroy error. You will also learn that in science there is no transfer of evil suggestions from one mortal to another, for there is but one mind, and this ever-present omnipotent mind is reflected by man and governs the entire universe. Infinite mind creates and governs all, from the mental molecule to infinity. The great fact that God lovingly governs all, never punishing aught but sin, is your standpoint from which to advance and destroy the human fear of sickness. Mentally and silently plead the case scientifically for truth. You may vary the arguments to meet the peculiar or general symptoms of the case you treat, but be thoroughly persuaded in your own mind concerning the truth which you think or speak, and you will be the victor. Like our nation, Christian science has its declaration of independence. God has endowed man with inalienable rights, among which are self-government, reason, and conscience. Man is properly self-governed only when he is guided rightly and governed by his Maker, divine truth, and love. This concludes the healing message and the publicly recorded portion of the meeting.